You're good to go.
Okay.
I'm going to do it long.
All right, I'm going to call the regular biweekly meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order for February 20th, 2020. It's 6:30 p.m. I will invite Pastor Snodgrass for an opening prayer.
If you will, bear with me for a moment. We received word that two firefighters have died in the line of duty. Three police officers, line of duty. One is in serious condition. And then we have another one, another firefighter that committed suicide.
Oh my God.
As citizens, sometimes you don't realize that our minds cannot forget what our eyes have seen. So just continue to support your first responders and pray a prayer for their families. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, God, giving you praise and glory for the opportunity, Lord, to come to the trustee meeting as a citizens, God, to show the interest that our citizens have for our township. And we're so thankful for our township, God, and all the strides that they're making to improve it. So, Lord, we ask you to be with our first responders, whether it be medics or firefighters or police officers, God. We understand the job that they have. And, Lord, sometimes it becomes overbearing. And when that happens, tragedy happens. So, Lord, we ask you to lift up the families of those that are involved and continue to bless each and every one of them. Lord, I ask you to be with this Board of Trustees, Father. As we said before, that the decisions that they make, God, they make for the betterment of this township. Lord, we give you the praise and glory in your name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'll ask Vice Chair Fleshman to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'll ask for a roll call vote.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I'll ask for a motion to approve regular meeting minutes from January 23rd, 2020, special meeting January 29th, 2020, and regular meeting on February 6th, 2020. Could I have a second, please?
I will second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
We'll move it over to our fiscal officer for bills and payroll.
Good evening, board and ladies and gentlemen. Our first resolution is 20-38. It is be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves bills in the amount of $42,044.08 and payroll in the amount of $273,487.80 for a total of $315,531.88 from check number 62388 to check number 62423.
I'll move. Is there a second?
I will second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Second resolution I have is 20-039. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The board approves to pay Reichert Ford for repairs on M193 related to tires and acceleration issues. To be paid out of the EMS account number 2281-210-232300 at the cost not to exceed $3,024.65.
I'll move. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call.
And there are no more.
Okay, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right, moving on to new business, police department.
Thank you.
He's on a timeline here. He's going for it.
You might make 30.
Evening, everybody. I don't have anything on the agenda, but I did have something that crossed my desk. So I wanted to make the board aware of it. We had an environmental issue over in the ditch behind Kelly Auto Sales, in between Kelly's and the flea market, that ditch that runs through there going east and west. Apparently, for whatever reason, they were cleaning out the oil traps where they work on the cars, and they decided that it would be a good idea to dump that into the ditch. The Good Samaritan called us, and we went up there and investigated it, and you know, it was, they were dumping, it was an oil water chemical mixture. The EPA is involved in it. Their special investigative unit is going to investigate it and keep us in the loop. So, I mean, that could make the news, so I want you to be aware of it.
This is Kelly's. That's on
Philippi.
Yeah. Of course, nobody spoke English. But, regardless, you can't do that.
Do you have anything else for the board?
No, sir.
Any questions from the board for the chief?
No.
All right. Hearing none, thank you. We'll invite our sheriff's deputy up, Deputy Carter.
Good evening, everyone. The report I have is February 6th to February 20th. We had 513 calls of service in Franklin Township in that two-week period of time, which is 63 more calls from 2 weeks prior. We made 75 reports, which is also an increase of 10 reports made. Out of all of those runs, we had 16 arrests. We had 6 drug-related arrests, which is 4 less than 2 weeks prior. Had one on Eakin Road and 62 on a traffic stop. That was February 12th. Broad Street, we had 2 ODs, which were on the same day, basically. It was the same business, if you will. Also had a drug-related offense on, and the reason they put this in here is Franklin Township also covers our jail, and for whatever reason now it's starting to show up in my reports. So we had a drug-related incident at Jackson Pike. We had a burglary. I had a total of 4 burglaries in the 2 weeks period of time, which is minus 6 from 2 weeks prior. 2 of those were on Little Avenue, both on the same date. February 9th, had one on Harrisburg Pike on February 15th. We had 15 stolen cars, which is an increase of 9. And again, it is people leaving their cars running, warming up. So please lock your cars. Don't leave it out there warming up. 4 of them were on Franchire. So we had 2 on February 6th and 2 of them on February 13th on Franchire. Had 2 on Rosemont on February 15th. Had 2 on Westport on February 15th and February 16th. Also February 16th, had 1 on North Wilson. February 17th on Leesburg. And 2 of them on February 20th on Georgesville Road. We had 3 recovered stolen vehicles. That's an increase of 1, and that was at Broad and Georgesville Road on February 8th, 2 on King Edward Court on February 18th. We had 3 weapon-related runs. That is a decrease of 8. 1 on Lynette, February 18th, 1 on King Edward Court, February 11th, and 1 on Florence on February 11th as well. We had 1 robbery, which is even from 2 weeks prior. That was on Brown Road on February 15th. We had 21 thefts, and that's throughout Franklin Township, too many to list. And that is even from 2 weeks prior. Wow. Any questions or anything for me?
Questions from the board?
No.
Can I get one of your cards?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate the reports and all the stuff that you and your department are doing.
Absolutely.
We'll move over to Fire Department Chief Welch.
I have nothing.
Any questions from the board for the chief?
No, I don't.
Road Department Jim Stevens?
Yeah. Now that I can get out of the corner for a second.
Take your time.
I didn't really have anything on the agenda, and then this evening I was approached by one of our residents, Barry, and his neighbor down on Longwood. If you remember, John, I think you're probably going to remember the conversation we talked about putting guardrails up at the end of the Longwood.
Because people want to cut through there.
Because people wanted to cut through there, and then also wanted to cut across to go through the school. Yeah. At that time, unfortunately, the board didn't want to pursue that.
We didn't?
I'd like to read. No, they didn't at that time. It was before you.
Wow. I was going to say, because I've always been advocate about that.
It was that prior board. I'd like to revisit that with the board's approval to go ahead and possibly. What we talked about doing once before was putting a guardrail at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Post, possibly with chain down the other side to keep them from going out into the school parking lot.
Yeah.
And
that's a pathway for the kids going to school.
Yeah.
That's why
what road,
what do you need from us to explore that?
I would just let you know that I'm going to.
Okay. So if we can have a discussion on this.
Yeah.
If we was to stagger it like this, Barry, where they, you know, like if we put the post, chains, come forward 2 feet, post, chains, so they could walk up, turn, and then go around.
Yes.
So
there'll be a gap in between the guardrail and the post with the
right, but I mean, if we offset them and overlap them, there's no way that they could drive through.
Because I know there usually was a time when there was four-wheelers and everything else going back.
Yeah, it still is.
It still is.
So,
yeah.
Just want to let you know.
Keep us updated.
Okay.
Back cars get through there.
And any questions from the board?
Just 1 second. I want to hear from Barry. Barry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There are cars that can go down through there.
Yeah, I've been told that cars have been going through there, making their own personal road over to the school.
Yeah.
And then we've had a lot of problems with people parking in there, turning around, and then their kids come out, and it's easier for them to get out than going down Finland.
Well, I live on the end of the road down there.
Yeah. Okay.
And they go down there at the end of the road where the grass is. It's got mowed. I keep that all mowed. It's
sure.
What I do. But they go down there and they turn around. I tell them, use my driveway. It keeps from destroying all the grass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But most of them, it's been an ongoing battle for 23 years, and we had discussed this years ago, and you guys never did.
Okay, so.
But I think Jim Stevens is going
to work with you to see what we can do to eliminate them being able to even do that.
Right. Well, I'm there usually any part of any time during the daytime. So if you want to stop by, I even put a railing.
Well, we're gonna well, comments from the audience after.
Well, that's my fault. I wanted to hear on that topic.
Jim can connect with you, and if you have questions or comments, we can talk about at the end of the agenda. Any other comments from the board for Jim Stevens? All right, hearing none. Fiscal Department.
It was not on the agenda, but I just got it today. It's the Otarmo renewal questionnaire, your equipment, things you got rid of, things you got. The renewal date is 5/2, but it has to go out to each department, and then Mary will be handling it. It's they got rid of this car, put this car on for our insurance. And anything that we'll be adding the building for the police, I know it's already on there, but I'll have all the reports and everything ready for you to go, and then you can send it in.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. And you'll enjoy working with Otarmo, our guy. He's really great. And that's it. So I will put this in them. Well, I thought I'd just go ahead and let you guys. They put the old one in from last time. So, you know, if you say, God, I can't remember if we did, they sent that to me, too. So you can see that it's. Chief, do you want to start? Sure. That's okay. Then that way you can add stuff and take away stuff.
You have a lot of things, don't you, to talk about?
Since you're up and talking there, Lisa, and Robin, probably. Robin, you know, we kind of mentioned, or you had mentioned that the court people had the help available, the to maybe help you with some files and things like that.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting on paperwork.
Oh, are you?
Okay. Yeah, I think the main contact person's out on medical leave, and I think she's got a fill-in person for her.
We talked to her personally before she went out on medical leave.
Yeah, okay. Before she went on medical leave.
We sat down with her and Mark and Jim to kind of see what the needs
they
are.
Like some sort of, that would be a different agreement than the other.
It'd be the same agreement. They could have them do different different duties. Okay. So, in, especially in the winter months.
They've got a few women.
The group that we get on Thursdays can pretty much do heavy labor, they could come and help.
We're welcome.
We can make them work out here.
What the lady was telling Mark, or Mark, I haven't talked to her in a while, but that she had some, you know, clerical people available that she needed to try to. So,
Robin,
just real quick, and this is not really a fiscal thing, but Pastor Snodgrass had brought up something very important. I'm on the Franklin County Sheriff's Advisory Board, and the whole special speech this week was on chaplains and the work that they do and how they're trying to expand that in the sheriff's office. And they did some statistics of last year in 2019. There was 132 law enforcement officers that were killed in the line of duty and a separate number of 225 committed suicide. So the chaplain work is very, very important, and I admire the work that our chaplains do for us. And we can't take it, the work that these guys do.
We lost more of a suicide than we did line of duty.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So I just wanted to thank him for his work.
Since you're on that topic, I'd just like for everyone to know. And, you know, Bill Snodgrass and I, we communicate on Facebook quite a bit. And it's absolutely amazes me the schedule that that man undertakes and the time and travel and everything that he puts into this. And I'm amazed by you, Bill. He's definitely gained my trust and love. You're one of the better people that I know in the world, Bill.
Thank you.
And I appreciate what you are, man. So, if there's a catastrophe anywhere around the area there, I guess he's been to all of them. And I'm just really proud to call Bill my buddy there, because he does a lot of things and a lot of amazing good things too. So thank you for that, Bill.
On my agenda, I just want to remind everyone that early voting has started and that there is an election in March 17th, but you can vote early at the Franklin County Board of Elections on Morse Road. And so the polls are open. We do have a township fire levy on the ballot, so I just want to remind folks that you can go vote for that. Mr. Fleshman?
Are we allowed to expand on anything about the levy? What kind of levy, or do we even want to do that?
I think advocacy you can't do from the committee. Yeah.
I mean, that's a fine line there.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't have anything.
Great. Mr. Warren?
Pretty clear right now.
Ms. Potts?
Uh-oh. Oh, the one thing I would say is I had a good discussion today with the Prairie Township Administrator. They are more than willing to help us with the parking situation. And enforce their zoning and code regulations in regards to parking back there. So they sent out an email to Jim Stevens and I today to say they'd be partners in any, especially once we go forward with the paving project in Haven. And that's all I have.
Any questions from the board for the administrator?
And just one thing. Did we move along yet on that no-knock thing? I know you and I have talked about it.
We've received some information in regards to, I forget the township off the top of my head.
Oh, it's
Jefferson Township. Township.
We were going to use that for the model.
Yes.
That's what Pete had prepared that. So have you actually seen that?
Yes, I've looked through it. And,
You and I can get together and look that over. I wanted to kind of follow up on that.
Perfect.
And further cap on that. I think that maybe the misconception about that is, I'm going to use the word not in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Certain neighborhoods are thinking that when we get this into place that no one can be in there. Yeah. That's furthest from the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
So we got to make sure this no knock just means that if someone like Time Warner solicitors.
You're selling something. You're a business selling something.
Right, but you can't. The First Amendment rights can't be violated.
Right. So,
like,
you know,
Girl Scouts. Or,
right.
Yeah.
So, for the record, for the people that read these minutes, I want to make sure that everyone understands. Just because we have a no knock doesn't mean that my neighborhood you can't do that. So, like, that's not what it's intended for.
Exemptions include nonprofits, political candidates, Girl Scouts, like any entity like that.
You're common, you know, your common things such as the kids selling candy for their school promotions, things like that.
It's more designed for like the utility energy stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But,
now,
you know, it's common sense things. You know, just greet them as usual, you know, the kids and things like that. Yeah.
We can give the okay or authority if they come here to seek that. Is that not correct? Are we?
That's right. And so, and we are just in discussion phase. Yeah. We haven't passed anything. We will be required to hold public hearings on it to finalize it. So it's just, we're currently in the discussion phase. So if folks hear about it,
and frankly, I really don't know all that it has to say or anything, but we're going to use Jefferson Township has theirs in order, and that's the type of one that we need. Mm-hmm. So Mark and I hadn't really had time to even review that or anything, so I don't even know what all we're going to have in it at the moment there, but we can get into that a little more.
So we'll move to speaker cards. So Charlene, you're up.
You're up.
Charlene.
Oh. I'm sitting here trying to listen there.
You're hurrying.
I just have a question.
Okay.
I received a letter. Bill and I received a letter. Joyce and Jerry received a letter from the township. And in the letter it says, the Board of Trustees has voted its intent to repeal all of the existing fire levies and replace them with new levy on the ballot. This will reduce the current millage that homeowners pay from the current rate of 24 mils to only 19.5 mils. This replacement levy also includes any property that has left our township due to an annexation since 2003, making sure that everyone who uses our services pays their fair share, not just our current residents. Okay, now according to the auditor's levy
estimator.
On this, they take away this levy and they're going to put a 19.5 on the fire levy, and it's going to bring our taxes up to $119 per year on bills on my property.
Right.
And so where am I going to be having my taxes go down? That's what I'm wanting to know.
Mark, do you want to talk through the replacement?
The way it works, when they do the levy calculator, and before I worked here, I worked for the Franklin County Auditor's Office for quite some time. So the levy calculator is going to take into account that those levies that are on the books are going to stay on the books. So if that were to be removed, that's why there's a disclaimer on the levy calculator when you go online that says it's the intent of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to remove the existing levies. So what's happening is that is calculated as if it's going to be fully collected with all the other levies that are on the ballot. So.
I don't know if that's actually... Mr. Chairman, if I could comment on that.
Who's telling the truth?
So Joyce and I had a math session for, I don't know, 45 minutes. So I called the state...
Much longer. I talked, math
board. Yeah. So we were both trying to figure this out together, and it was like trying to remember high school algebra there for a minute. So she had a very good point. John, you're going to need to educate yourself so when other people call you. So I had a discussion with Carrie Ritchie, and I just was looking real quick to see if I brought the formula. But there was a formula that basically you take the value of the house. So I took a picture of value, times by this, divided by this, get this number, and times by that. But if you also have homestead Then you, on $100,000, you take off $25,000 worth of value. Then you go back and re-add it up. So,
did you get your graphing calculator out?
It was tough, but for me, I kept my with it, in the passing of this levy, for me, mine would be like $11.23 more.
$11.23.
Yeah.
Where am I getting $119?
That's per month. Per month.
Okay. That's
so you times up by 10, that's 120. So that's where we're getting that difference.
Okay. When I calculated it, it said, I went on the website, and it states on there, fire district. We have four fire levies. Three of them are fire district. One says fire/EMS. It does not have district on it. So if I get rid of these three, that leaves $140.11. That's the EMS and fire. That's not a district. And then if I add up that and what they say, I'm paying 131, was it? Mm-hmm. At which comes to $15.99 more.
Whatever's on the books right now, they all go away.
Okay, they all go away, yeah. Even though it doesn't say district. Well, then
on my paperwork I got from Carrie, it says fire district levy. Yeah.
Okay.
And on the internet it says.
Yeah, because it says fire and EMS. Now, if that is true, then I'm only going to be paying $7.50 more a month.
That sounds like the math I came up with.
Yes, so it did come out right.
Yeah, that's when they're all figured and the present levies that are in place, and it's kind of like rolling them all into one, so to speak.
Exception of your having places like the casino and places
correct
paying too.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, and what that will do, just like she says there, ultimately, you'll have a small increase. But
I can do the 7.
It's very, very
I can
minimal.
Do the 16.
Yeah. You know, like she's talking that $7 or something like that.
Okay, mm-hmm. But now why does it say?
Well, maybe is that an annual thing there, Joyce, or what is that?
Oh, this is your letter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I didn't know you sent out the letter.
When you read this, it says
we're
going to
I didn't get one of those either.
Reduce the current millage of 24 mills to only 19.5. So you're reducing the mills, but the tax goes up.
Right.
That's because it's like the older levies are
at a different millage
rate.
Effective rate,
yeah.
And then when they get rid of that, the old rates go away and they start with the new rates that will actually
locked in stone.
The millage will be reduced, essentially, is what it would be. But I think the overall package there kind of fits into a small increase, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, what it is, the effective rate adjusts according to the evaluations that come out every other year.
Right. Well, technically every year.
Every year.
That's just not very clear for people to go out and vote on.
There is not that clear.
I mean, you know, especially with the world, what we've seen and been experiencing all my life,
right.
That is not very. If I knew nothing of what goes on here,
not easy to understand.
It's not good.
What happens, there's something, there's an effective rate that's set based on the total valuation within a taxing district. So what's going to happen is every year, in theory, you're going to have more valuation come into the taxing district. So when you pass a levy, you're only asking for a set amount of money over a set period of time.
Yeah.
So what happens is valuations rise. There was a bill back in 1976 passed called House Bill 920 that created what's called reduction factors. So reduction factors come into account, and what it does is it makes sure that the taxing district, so the fire district, fire department in this instance, is not going to collect more than they asked for by the voters because of an increase in valuation. So as the valuation, total valuation increases within the taxing district, the effective rate of the tax goes down to make sure more money's not brought in.
Over the
So to dumb that down, basically, is when we were talking before, I was saying that we can never collect more than what the actual value that we needed. So if we were taking in $5 million for the fire department, and all of a sudden whoever takes office in your home doubles in value, that doesn't mean your taxes double in value.
For the fire department.
For the fire department.
Yeah.
Like schools is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, schools is different.
That's a whole different.
Think a second. I want you to walk away from here clear, because I know when you and I were talking.
That would be clear.
So
clear as mud.
But the bottom line.
Too much into the politics. And
yeah. But the bottom line is from.
There's too many little things here. I'll never be clear.
When I ran mine,
uh-huh.
I know for sure mine's going to be $11.62 more. $11.62. Right. $11.62 more a month. So I went, because I could do mine easily with yours. I know you and I went over the numbers, but then they had that discount, and it's like, how do you do that formula with that in there? So with the discount, you might, and I don't know with you guys too, you get the discount. That should offset that hundred and some dollars.
Yeah.
In that, but then again,
but it wouldn't for my children or their children.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
But what this.
You'll never get me clear.
Right. So the one thing that we definitely know, here's the way to look at it. We have a time levy that's on there now. And at some point, we would have to come to the voters and say, we want to renew this, or we would have to do something.
Well, that time would have to be this coming year.
Right.
John.
Yeah, let me get my point out. So by taking this, I don't want to use the word advantage, by allowing us to put this on the ballot in such a way, opportunity, that has been granted, because when you annex into the city, it's one way. A federal judge had ruled that municipalities are taking advantage, not necessarily on purpose, but it can be taken advantage of, because municipalities are losing pieces of their pie. So what ended up happening is a law was passed that you are allowed to do a township-wide levy, where you do away with all your other levies, and you have even your permanent levies, you would have a new permanent levy, but all the other entities, such as, I'm going to use the casino, different places that have annexed, they're going to help pay their share.
Okay, now how does this do that? So that's a definite?
That's a definite.
Yeah.
It's a definite. I know I'm going to, for me, in my household, I know that I'm going to be paying a little bit more, but knowing that I also now have the other resources of the other places that have annexed paying too, and it's going to give us a longevity of 7 to 8 to 9 years on our forecasts without any increases to make the fire department whole. The other thing is what it does, it also behooves of someone to say, I think I'm going to annex, I'm going to buy that property, and then I'm going to annex into the city.
So that would cover them too.
Right. Yeah, so then it makes people think, are we going to still piecemeal the township?
Annexing really is what it would do.
On the ballot, you're going to do this.
Wait a minute. Wait.
All the raises.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
We've got to wait. Yeah.
So, are any other comments from the board at this point?
No.
So,
are you clear on it, Joyce, or you need some more conversation?
I'm clear enough.
Okay. So we're going to take questions from the audience. Are there any questions from the audience? Yes.
So I didn't know that part. So properties that annex after this
to 2001.
Okay. No, but like in the future, like
if in the future they annexed into city,
it would depend what type of annexation.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they do like a type 2 annexation, their inside millage would still go to, that's correct, the inside millage on a type 2 annexation,
Mm-hmm.
So there are different types of annexations,
okay.
But yes.
Okay.
How often do they do a flyover or whatever on your house to estimate what your property value is?
Mark can answer that.
Yeah. This year.
There's a full reappraisal every 6 years, and then 3 years in between is what's called a market update. Mm-hmm. So there's a full reappraisal pretty much every 3 years is going to be a countywide change in values. And the change in values could be up.
We got a pool out of there now.
Yeah.
So this is another way of changing our millage to make up for all the extra money that you give the fire department.
Let me take this.
Well, they buy, they have their salaries, they have their equipment, they have maintenance, and
yeah, I'm talking about everything that's been done in the past. You give them all raises and everything else, and now they can't make it.
No, it's not that they can't make it. We had an opportunity.
Yeah.
We have a levy that's expiring and rolling off.
So we had an opportunity. Do we?
I'll explain it to him.
Make it a permanent, you know, where we're at, and bring in the other people to pay too, or do we just do another temporary and go with that?
Then we'll have to do what we will have to go back and ask to renew the temporary levy that's on the ballot.
In November,
yeah.
I got another question.
Yes.
I think Mike was before.
Oh, Mike, sorry.
Okay. Were those originally two levies? You had three.
Four.
There are four levies, yeah.
Two of them permanent levies.
Three of them are permanent, yeah.
So all of those would go away.
Permanent levies? By vote of the board, we can remove those.
Okay.
Mike?
I showed it to Mark. I got this card in the mail. I was wondering if anybody else did from Mike Stenziano's office. No one in my neighborhood got it, nor did I get a letter from the board that she talked about she's getting. So I don't know. I mean, my address hasn't changed, so I'm not really sure why I wouldn't receive a letter. But I want to just go back real quick to an article that was written in the Messenger on the 12th. And I just want to quote Chief Welch. It says, Chief Welch says the department plans on doing a full election campaign to raise awareness to the residents about this levy. More details to follow on the public meetings and answering questions about the levy later this year. The election's in 25 days.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer are we going to wait before we hold these meetings? Because I really need educated, and it seems like to me that I'm not the only one. I sit here and I hear everybody. Everybody has a different answer. So when will the meetings be held?
Yeah, we definitely need to hold a educational, obviously. I know there's a set plan for three different more flyers to go out for more education. You know, we had the article in the Messenger also that was an education material. But obviously, we need to have a meeting. Last time we held a meeting, only one person showed up to all three. One person showed up to three different meetings. So I think we need to hold one now.
I mean, it's just very confusing because
when my
daughter looks it up, it says my taxes are going up $400-some.
That's right.
But I don't think she understands this part about things are coming off. Yeah. What she says it states on there is that the intent is to remove some things. So when I go back tonight and I talk to her and stuff, we'll get more into that and try to research that.
Sure.
But I'm just trying to let you know that I really thought I was going to be the only one here tonight. And then in the parking lot, I was speaking to these, I don't know people's names. I was speaking to these two young ladies up front and everything, and they're as confused as I am. So, I mean,
sure.
I shouldn't be happy about that, but I was. So, I mean, I thought I was the only one that wasn't going to get it again.
And then Mike.
Ladies up front appreciate that.
Mike, if I may. And if I'm not misspeaking, in order to do a township-wide levy, and actually a township-wide levy pass, you have to do away with, that's part of the caveat of it, you have to do away with the current levies that are there once that passes. So those would definitely, everything that's on there would go away if the new levy passes, and then that's on there.
If there's a meeting, I'd love to know about it.
Absolutely.
If someone can send me something, knock on my door or something, I'd like to know. I'll attend, and I have a feeling more people will, too.
Yeah.
I know my neighbors don't have that idea because I went around with that car,
My suggestion would be if anyone's going to, wants to have a meeting, you better set a date now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you are not going to, like you say, you've got,
25 days
left.
Well,
so my thoughts would be better set a meeting now.
We'll have Administrator Potts and Chief Welch set a date for a public.
Well, we've got a room full of people. And Chief is checking. Chief, do you feel comfortable saying a date?
Yeah, let's do it next Monday evening.
Does that work for everybody? What time?
24.
Are we allowed to hold it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, informational we can have here.
6 o'clock?
We cannot. Yeah. Yeah, let's do 6 p.m.
Is it 6 work for everybody?
I'll be here.
6 o'clock right here?
Oh, no,
that's calendar. Okay, that's February what?
24th.
I'm missing my calendar. It used to be up there.
Are you talking about February?
Okay, thanks, buddy.
24th? The 24th, 6 p.m. 6 p.m., sir.
Yeah, no, no, take your time. Okay, Mike? Mike?
I just wanted to ask Lisa, the fiscal office, a quick question. So last week, Lisa tried to bring up something about some money that were owed from the general fund to departments. And then I went back in and did some more research. And the reason that I think this is important to bring up, because a meeting before that I had asked about how the budget was, and Lisa deferred to Chief Welch, and he said he was 2% over his budget on payroll. Am I saying that right?
For 2019.
Yeah, for 2019. And then the next meeting when I was reading, Ralph stated in there that if the levy doesn't pass and things don't go well, they'll have to be layoffs. So my question is the budget... My question that day was, is the budget in good shape? And basically was told yes. So I'm asking the same question tonight to Lisa, the fiscal office. Is the budget in good shape?
The temporary budget is fine. The auditors are coming in to do the permanent budget.
So we're good now?
Right now. But I'll be rolling over out of temporary, and the budget will need to be done. And the auditor's office is aware of this. And
quick.
Person
will I think
I just needed to be on.
We had a meeting with the auditors on the 11th.
Yeah.
Me and Lisa and the auditors, and we spoke of what Lisa had brought up to the board with those advances, and said, you know, how should we proceed? And they basically, this is the auditor stating that they will advise the board on how we should proceed in the future. So we're kind of on hold with that for the moment.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're not going to get paid back, but we'll be getting advice on how and if and when that'll all take place.
But you're saying paid back to the general fund, right?
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And isn't the general fund where things like street lights, sidewalks, different things like that for the residents, the general fund is where projects like that come from. And so if I understand it right, the departments needed to pay back money, but they had budgets that they had in 2019, 2018. I don't know how far it goes back. It's very confusing when you read about it on the website, so I don't really know what I'm talking about for do you not need to know that you have to pay that money back?
What you're talking about, essentially, Mike, is prior to 4 years ago, 2016.
2014.
Prior to that, it's old money.
But it's taxpayers' money.
I understand that, but listen to me.
Okay.
The reason that I said, I don't think I definitively said we're going to lay off, but I have a good possibility. If we had to pay all that money back, or if it's found to be real dollars that has to be paid back, and, you know, in our last discussion, on the last meeting, we were talking about that, and we postponed starting a payback so that everybody understands, because there will be a ruling by the state auditor's office as to if that money has to be paid back. I'll give you an example. You've got in question there, dollars from, it's prior to 2016, like 2015 and back, you know.
Well, Ralph, I was here 10 years ago.
Guys, look, we're going to have some order here in the meeting. We're going to have one person speak at a time.
Yeah.
Ralph Horn has the floor.
Yeah.
So, just trying to clarify everything for you. Money's in question, or if there has to be paybacks, would be prior to 2016. It's old things that was handled in the past, and that was in the times when the police and fire department was literally at a standstill, And in order to feed them some money, apparently there was loans made. Now that preceded me on this board. You know what I'm saying? Hold on just a second.
We will follow Robert's rules of order from going forward here. Mr. Horn has the floor. I will then follow with the fiscal officer.
I'm just about done.
Oh, okay.
I'm just about done with Mike. But that is the monies that are in question. That's not new money, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Has that cleared up a little bit for you?
I don't know if I'm allowed to answer you.
All right, so no, we won't. Lisa?
Well, okay. I wonder.
Lisa has the floor.
The advances come normally at the end of the year when the departments are getting low on money.
I don't know how the hell you explain it better
usually,
than I
do. The monies that are advanced to these departments are usually for payroll and bills.
Sounds like somebody.
And then at the first of the.
Ralph.
Ralph.
What?
I think I know how it runs here.
But
don't you be telling me. Shut up.
Ralph.
All
right.
I'm sick of people.
Look, Lisa has the floor. There will be no other comments at this time.
Well, these guys.
Ralph, there will be no other comments. Lisa has the floor.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
And then at the beginning of the year, they're still running low because we have not gotten our first draw. So usually they advance money to these departments. Again, for payroll and bills, and then we usually would ask, if they're really hurting, we ask for an advance, so we get it before May, April or May, okay? And then we have one, departments have 1 year to pay these loans back, but we've always been running short, so they haven't had a chance to pay it back. The auditor, Mr. Ferguson, did tell me that they needed to start paying some of these back. So in 2014, I paid back from those departments $106,000 back to the general fund. It's a done deal. I brought the resolutions at the last meeting and they said they wanted to put it on a hold. On the 11th, we had a meeting with Mr. Ferguson and I asked him if he wanted me to void those. He said no. He will be getting with the board. So at this time, $106,000 has been paid back to the general fund. But I'm not supposed to do any more until Mr. Ferguson comes back and explains to the board why he told me not to avoid those.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Vice Chair Fleshman.
Just to kind of give you an idea, when I first took office 6 years ago, sitting where you guys are sitting going, loans, why do they need money or where are they overspending, etc. If you remember, anyone ever heard the term rainy day fund? A lot of municipalities, such as townships like Franklin Township, the governor at the time decided that the Fed money that we were getting would go to the rainy day fund. So we were out just in the fire department, I think, $1 million. We did not have the capability of making that up in any other way. With our manpower and et cetera, it wasn't that the departments were overspending, the trustees were overspending, it was a lack of the monies that we were depending on. It's almost like if you were getting food stamps or services and then you were cut off. Now you can't just put $40 extra a month to it, you're gonna have to pay the whole amount. So we had to give money to subsidize their department. And to a point where we had laid off half the department,
eight
people. So we then end up having people jump from one engine to another vehicle. So when a run would come in, it depended on which vehicle they would jump on. The fire department, thanks to Chaz and Chief Adams, was able to obtain our biggest grant ever, $1.4 million grant. Called a SAFER grant. That allowed us to bring the people back. But we couldn't take money from that grant to pay back the general fund.
Or buy equipment or anything.
Mr. Fleshman has the floor.
So what ends up happening here is, so you go into your next fiscal year, you get your amount of money, what do you think you, at the time, what are you budgeting now per year?
5.2.
I was going to say 5, but I don't want to be off and be quoted differently. So you only get a certain amount of money that your budget is going to call for. So your next fiscal year, you get $5 million. But you owe the general fund this. But you're taking in no additional money. So we take $100,000 from you because we helped you. Now you're short. So it's going to be hard to get caught up. So I just want to explain how this hole began and where, you know, it started. So it's not necessarily something that someone misspent money was missing or anything. No, I'm not saying that, no. I'm just explaining because some people are thinking, okay, why are they advancing money or why would they need it? But part of it was because of our budget was shot and we had no other way. We had levies that failed. And then finally, when we got the SAFER grant, we gained the respect and the confidence of the residents. We got a time levy, and everything has been running perfectly. We've lived within our budgets with those, and we're now to an opportunity where we can bring in this new levy, and we still will be operating in the same range. We have been able to do so much with so much less, where we updated our equipment for safety, fire truck, medics, equipment, and et cetera.
So, all right, I'm going to recognize a question from the floor. We will have an orderly response to the comments as deemed necessary by the chair. Steve?
Yeah, I was here 10 years ago when Guyton was in charge, and he told me, by law, whatever money you give somebody, they have to pay it back. You cannot forgive it. You cannot push it aside. You must pay it back.
Yes. If it's an advance.
If it's an advance.
If it's an advance.
And what happened with the advance is, yes, you're right. Everybody lost their jobs. They lost. The revenue was way down. The levies were failing. But he got the grant. That gave him the opportunity to hire his people back. Mm-hmm. Not give them raises. And that's why they're behind. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you for your comment. Any other questions or comments from the audience? Mike?
It's just like a yes, no. So I just want to clarify. Ralph said nothing past 2016. So Lisa, was there any money after 2017, 2018, and 2019?
Let me grab the papers right here on my desk.
That's just, it could have been yes or no
for
me.
I don't know.
Hold on.
The ones that I can give this to you.
No.
Okay. 2014, and it says police and fires.
So that's it, 2014.
And then we was going to take back some. 14, they have three on 15, two police and one fire. I'm 2017, we have one fire and one police.
17?
Yes, sir. Excuse me?
She's coughing. Wait, there will be what questions will be recognized from the audience by the chair.
There was none in 16.
Okay.
Those were all paid back, $450,000. So 17, there was two, and then 18, there was two police and one voided one because they had already read a resolution, and I did not take it off, so it'll be voided.
Okay.
And that's it. There was none in 19. They took no advances in 19.
All right. Great. So thank you, Fiscal Officer Morris. Yes, question.
I just want to know if I can have copies of those for public
records. You can make those requests, yes.
I could just go ahead and give this.
My board recognizes Robin Watkins.
Just to ease everybody's mind, because there's a lot of information going back and forth, we're going to have a management review with the auditor's office. They're going to come in, and they're going to sit down with me and Lisa again. They're going to be with the board. So I want to rest assured to everyone that we are working with the right people. We're working with what's called the local government services. We're working with our auditor's office. So like Lisa said, they had no advancements in 2019. That's a good thing. So that means we're on the right path. We have some things we need to pay back, and they assure us they're going to help us do that. So just as for taxpayers, I'm one too. I want it all straightened out. So to ease your mind, we are on the right path to do that. We have the right people with us to do that moving forward.
Thank you, Robin.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Horn.
One other quick comment. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that we're trying to clean up old messes here. And, you know, it appears there's a lot of finger pointing at the present administration. And neither one sitting on this board had anything to do with any of those old loans back to them. We are trying to clean up everything so everyone has a firm and direct direction to go, and everyone understands, residents understands that they have a clean slate from that point on. And when the state auditors clear all these things up, which they will, then going forward, we're clean. This board is clean. There was a lot of things that didn't get taken care of, as I see it, back then. And I've said, made statements around, everything I've touched in the last 4 years had some kind of problem with it, and are starting to get taken care of. And I just hope that the residents understand that. And I'd prefer not to have somebody picking constantly after something. If you need information, I'm more than happy to get it. But I hate to have people continuously pick on something when it's not really prudent to do so. I'll give you answers if you ask. And that's all I have to say, really.
Thank you, Mr. Horan. Fiscal Officer Morris?
Last thing. A lot of the reason why the budgets got shot was, you know how you see in the stores the people are counting all the merchandise. The stores pay taxes on what's left over for that year. Well, that is tangible personal property tax. The stores, well, they're getting rid of that. So every year we're losing money there. When I first started here, we used to get $780,000 from the local government funds. They're clear down to 136 now. That's how much money we've lost there. They're taking funds away from us. They took away the death tax. We used to get a share of people's, if it was over so much money,
this is getting late,
that the townships would get some of that. Now we don't get none of that. But they've never allowed the boards to think of ways to make money and generate money. Yep. They just keep taking it away, and then their budgets keep going down and down where they couldn't make it. But it's always, that money was always advanced for payroll and bills. It was not to buy equipment. It was not to go and, you know, get better health care or anything like that. That was to pay their bills and to do the payroll. That's all those advances were ever taken out for. And I know a lot of you know that my office has gone through a lot of difficulties because of the board not working with our office. And I was out of help. I finally got help. And as Ralph said, yes, we are working and cleaning up things for Mary, and I'd like to have Mary. She is our new fiscal officer for the township. I'd like for her to get in with this too, because her and Mr. Ferguson will be doing the main budget for this, and he will be determining what payment will be made on these advances and things, or instruct the board which ones could maybe be forgiven. I don't know what he's got planned.
And as the administration, I think, totally realizes, when we started having some questions, you know, the state and everything, I'm the one that absolutely requested that the state auditors keep their audits in-house, right, Lisa?
Yeah, and I'm the one who requested that the state auditors come and do this.
You did.
So, because I was done trying to fight and argue, and I'm done now.
All right. All right. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Sorry, everybody remember, 24th next Monday, 6 p.m. here.
Oh,
6 p.m. here next Monday.
You had me for about 10 minutes, and that one question took another 30 minutes. You had this in 30 minutes. Did I? Okay. I'm not going to do that.